Congress has approved $3.2 million for Appleton to begin research and development. Company spokesman Bill Vandenbrandt says the project is in its earliest stages.
It's an exciting technology, an exciting proposal that we're pleased that we now have some funding to further develop that application.
Appleton uses what it calls encapsis technology that was first developed 50 years ago in the making of carbon paper. In that use, microscopic capsules are embedded in paper and filled with tiny amounts of dye. The dye bursts when pressured by a pen, or in the old days, by typewriter keys. Vandenbrandt says those microcapsules can be filled with a variety of things.
And in this case, what we're looking to do is encapsulate or put into tiny shells material that is flame resistant, flame retardant, and then apply those to military uniforms to make them flame resistant, but also not to add weight to those uniforms.
Vandenbrandt says it's too soon to tell if the technology is feasible and when it could be available to use. The appropriation bill that includes Appleton's research money still needs the president's signature. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.